Considered from NPR News. We're going to begin this hour by going into the interview studio with Judith Merriweather.
Joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Dr. Emily Spegg. She is a dermatologist in Lafayette Parish and is here to talk about the second annual free skin cancer screening that's being held this Saturday at the Lafayette Community Healthcare Clinic. It's in partnership with the affiliates of the American Academy of Dermatology here in Acadiana. And I think maybe, Emily, we should just start off by talking about the the organization that you all participate in. It's I know a group of dermatologists who wanted to start an Acadiana chapter of the, to participate in the American Academy of Dermatology. Tell us about your mission and why you all banded together.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for having me. We just think it's so important to get the message out there. You know, skin cancer is actually the most common type of cancer. But if it's detected early, then most skin cancers, including early melanomas, are have an excellent prognosis and so have great cure rates. And so if we can just get people out there, even if it's nothing, it's better for us to check it and look at it, because if it is something and it's early, then it's got a great chance of being cured.
Mm-hmm.
And we just kind of want to spread that message.
Well, now you are in a practice that is a general practice for dermatology, and I think people find it kind of fascinating. You know, I think people associate dermatology with that time in your life when you're a teenager, you know, and your skin is kind of bad, and then skin cancer. But there are lots of things that dermatologists do deal with. Maybe give us a sense of the range of what general dermatologists deal with.
Sure, absolutely. Anything from acute issues such as contact dermatitis, so for instance, poison ivy, poison oak, we see a lot of that in our region, to chronic things like psoriasis, a lot of very rare skin diseases like pityriasis, different variations of that, as well as some cancers that can be in the blood and then show up in the on the skin. There are so many skin conditions that we see and we treat on a daily basis, and acne and things like that are actually a very small part of it.
And, mm-hmm. and in most people's minds, I think that's, you know, what they think about, and probably for many of us, our first contact, you know, with dermatology.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, is there a prevalence of skin cancer in Louisiana, South Louisiana, or is more so than other places?
I think probably a higher prevalence of, say, squamous cell carcinoma, only because that is directly related to, or more so related to, excessive sun exposure. And that's just a part of our culture, you know, hunting, fishing, being outdoors. And, of course, other skin cancers are related to sun exposure, like melanomas and basal cells. But I think squamous cell probably is a little bit more prevalent in our area.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So you all have decided to have this yearly skin cancer screening.
Mm-hmm.
There are lots of doctors participating in the event.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I'm new to the area, but I know that a lot of dermatologists that were already in the area participated last year, and they plan to go out again this year as well. So we're all very excited about it.
So it's going to take place this coming Saturday. Mm-hmm. What are the hours?
It is from 9 a.m. to 11:45 a.m.
Okay, so in the morning you can get there, get it done, and head
yes.
on to the rest of the day. For someone who perhaps maybe has not ever gone to a dermatologist, mm-hmm. might be a little nervous about that, what's going to happen when people go to this screening?
All that happens is you sit down with one of us, mm-hmm. with one of the dermatologists, and if you have a particular concern, then you can point out that concern, and we look at it and ask you a few questions, and either just kind of give you some direction. Either you need to have that evaluated in a medical setting, or that it's a benign lesion, meaning that it's not cancerous or doesn't have cancer potential. However, if you just want a general screening, we can provide that too.
All right. So that's going to be actually in a medical facility. That's at the Lafayette Community Health Care Clinic, which is it's a lovely old building, I believe. It's a kind of a historic building in Lafayette and kind of worth a trip to go in there just to see the interior. I know generations of babies were born. It used to be called St. Anne's Infirmary.
That's right.
Yeah. So it's going to take place. Do you need to call ahead to reserve a time?
You do not. However, if you RSVP, if you would like to RSVP, it would be appreciated. It just kind of would help to streamline your own experience. And you can do that one of two ways. You can either call at 337-593-9208, or you can email at acadianaskin@gmail.com. And that'll just kind of be a pre-registration for you. However, if you don't get a chance to do those two things, please still come on by that morning and we will be happy to see you.
So starting at 9 o'clock, you could just show up if you don't have an opportunity to RSVP.
Correct.
All right. And lots of doctors very committed to this subject. And so there will be many doctors giving their time on Saturday morning.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, I think probably a big question, too, in people's minds as the summer's starting. A lot of kids are getting out of school and beginning camps and summer activities. People are always wanting to know what are best practices for preventing skin cancer.
Sure. And that's one of the great things about summer is the sun. And I think it's important. Everyone needs a little sunshine, and it's good for you. The big key is you want to avoid sunburns. And the way to do that is to avoid direct sunlight during midday hours, say 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. when the sun's at its strongest and brightest. If you're going to be out in those hours, just sunscreen, SPF probably 30 to 45, and, you know, make sure you reapply. But really the key is to do enough that you don't get a sunburn.
Mm-hmm. So it's not just so much exposure to sun, but it's the burns.
That's important too,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, and you know, then that sort of strikes a little terror in all of us because we all remember those horrible burns we had as children. There's probably no hard and fast rule about that, though. Just because you do have a burn doesn't necessarily mean later on
correct.
That something will happen.
That's very correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So are there any ways you gauge that? Are there a certain number of burns, or for some people, is just one burn?
No, that's a good question. I don't think there's a certain set number. Just maybe a repeated history of sunburns mm-hmm. as a child is definitely a risk factor for developing skin cancers later on, especially melanoma skin cancer. So I think more important is probably an overall history, if it was a repeated event, and also your family history. If you have a family history, first-degree relatives with skin cancers, then an annual skin exam is recommended.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And is there a good site? Does the American Academy of Dermatology have a useful site with lots of information?
Yes, it's a wonderful website. It's very user-friendly, and you don't have to be a member to get on and read some of the information that they provide.
Mm-hmm. And I know there are some, you know, families with very young children, too, and sometimes it's hard to keep, you know, keep them slathered. I mean, and you were mentioning a certain, you know, level of protection.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any danger for small babies or little children? Do you have to be careful about strong sunscreen with them?
What we're now recommending is it's a great question for babies and on my own babies, all that I use is a physical blocker sunscreen. What that means is it contains the old great zinc oxide and titanium oxide.
Mm-hmm.
Those are older agents used in sunscreens, but the great thing about them is that they're free of chemicals and they sit on top of the skin and protect your skin rather than being absorbed into the skin. So they're considered safer for the little ones.
Right, and they don't really care what it looks like
no.
on them.
And they make them actually now, a lot of the formulations that they aren't as white and opaque. They actually blend in really nicely with the skin.
That's sort of the white we associated with lifeguards having that on their nose.
Right. Times have changed. They've come a long way with that.
Okay. So I guess, again, the American Academy of Dermatology may have information about that.
Absolutely.
As well, sunscreens. If you have just tuned in, my guest is Dr. Emily Spegg. She is a local dermatologist in general practice. She is here talking about the second annual free skin cancer screening that will will take place this Saturday, June 1st, near downtown Lafayette at the Lafayette Community Healthcare Clinic. You don't need a reservation, but you could call ahead just to say you might be coming. But if not, you can just show up as well. Now, all ages can
absolutely. All ages. It is open to the entire public. There are no eligibility requirements. You can come, bring a friend, bring a loved one, bring your entire family if you'd like.
All right. And again, you know, there are some people who just the idea of just sitting in doctor's offices and it makes them a little nervous. But, you know, this might be a different atmosphere.
Absolutely.
And would be something much quicker. And as you said, just something to guide them and let them know what direction they could go in.
Yes.
Yes.
It'd be a great way to kick off a great summer.
So it starts off the summer. Most people will be finished with school. Good time to bring your children or yourself this Saturday at the Lafayette Community Healthcare Clinic. And is there anything else that your organization does to get information out about skin issues, the local chapter of the American Academy of Dermatology?
You know, actually, this month of May is they've declared it as Melanoma and Skin Cancer Detection and Prevention Month. So on the website, there's a lot of good tools to help. You know, if you just have a question about, well, what is this supposed to look like on my skin? They've really done a lot of great things in that way. That website is www.aad.org.
All right. So, again, this screening comes right at the end of that month when we should all be conscious of that as well. Well, Emily, thank you so much for coming by to let us know more about the subject and also the skin cancer screening this Saturday, June 1st. Pass that information around to people. And if you'd like to know more, what is the number, Emily? Do you have that they can call?
It is 337-593-9208.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And we hope that this does indeed become an annual event.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.